This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Lockdown enforced by the government to control the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic lifted from yesterday midnight. Nepal Communist Party calls on cadres and people's representatives to get involved in rescue and relief tasks. 609 additional corona-infected people returned home yesterday following health recovery. 42nd Memorial Day of founding leader of Communist Party Pushpalal being commemorated today, and European Union leaders reach deal on €750 billion post-coronavirus recovery package. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to resume majority of the services by officially putting an end to the lockdown from midnight yesterday. The lockdown to contain the spread of coronavirus was in effect since March 24. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwada, said the Monday meeting of the Council of Ministers decided to resume national and international flights and long route passenger transportation service from coming August 17. Likewise, training and qualifying games for international sporting events will also resume. Hotel, restaurant, travel and trekking as well as mountaineering activities will resume from July 30. However, mass gathering, first party seminar will not be allowed. Spokesperson Dr. Khatiwada said student enrollment and examinations could be conducted from August 17. But running schools, colleges, tuition centers, training centers, all types of gatherings, training, seminars, exhibition fairs, cinema halls, parties, banquets, dance bar, entertainment sectors would not be opened until further notice. Dr. Khatiwada added the government could take any decision prior to August 17 over such issues by considering the impact and level of infection of the pandemic of coronavirus. He said salon, beauty parlors, swimming pools, gym centers, religious and public places, libraries, museums and zoos should not be operated until further notice. Likewise, the physical distancing of at least 2 meters should be maintained in the areas that are in operation. Minister Dr. Khatiwada reiterated the government's commitment to book those involved in black marketing and stockpiling. The government has also appointed Diliraj Khimire as the chair of administrative code. The 42nd Memorial Day of founding General Secretary of Nepal Communist Party Pushpalal is being observed today with various programs. Pushpalal Memorial Foundation's General Secretary Gangalal Tuladhar shared that the Memorial Day would be marked in a small scale due to ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Pushpalal had published the Communist Manifesto in Nepali in 2005 BS and had propagated the Marxist thoughts in the country. He was the first leader to present framework for joint people's movement in 2025 BS against then Panchayat era's party-less system of governance. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwada has said the government is effortful to make the investment in the mass media transparent. The minister said this at a discussion held at the Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives regarding the impact of COVID-19 pandemic among working journalists and in the communication sector. Landslides triggered by the incessant rainfall across the country have taken 9 lives. 3-year-old twin children of Rajkumar Rana Magar, Sachin Rana Magar and Sandhya Rana Magar have been killed in a landslide at Pasidad of Toka municipality in Kathmandu yesterday. The rescue team deputed from Toka area police with the help of locals found the bodies of the children in the debris. Similarly, three persons of the same family were killed in a landslide triggered by incessant rain at Golangpari of Tripura Sundari Rural Municipality 6 in Thading yesterday afternoon. The deceased were identified as 25-year-old Milan Khard, his 22-year-old wife Samzana Khard and their 3-year-old daughter Anjita Khard. With the help of the locals, the rescue team deputed from Salyantar Police Post and District Police Office Thading took out the bodies of the deceased from the debris. A landslide at Tandi of Bulinta Rural Municipality 2 of Nawalparasi yesterday morning killed 61-year-old Sher Bahadur Nepali and his 57-year-old wife Kilmaya Nepali. A landslide at Oudakhan of Malikarjun Rural Municipality in Darjula swept away the house of Lakshmi Dholi on Monday afternoon, killing her 24-year-old brothers Arjun Darji and Milan Darji. The police had rescued Lakshmi Dholi, her 9-year-old son Subham Pariyar and her daughter Sonia Pariyar alive. The police also recovered two dead bodies from the debris. The police said the injured in the incident have been undergoing treatment at Basti Health Post. Life in most parts of the country, including in Kathmandu Valley, has been affected due to the incessant rainfall. Landslides and floods have been taken place in several places, blocking the highways. In this context, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has suggested adoption of appropriate alertness, citing high risk of disaster as heavy rain continues. As per the Flood Forecasting Division, the Narayani and Kosi rivers have crossed the danger level since Monday. Inundation has started taking place at many places. The Flood Measurement Center, Devghat, stated that the water level in the Narayani River has reached 9.9 meters yesterday. The danger level of Narayani is 8 meters. Likewise, the water level in the Koshi River has reached 11.97 meters. The danger level of the Koshi River is at 11 meters. The water level continues to rise. Hydrologist at the Flood Forecasting Division, Sunil Pokhrel, said the downstream area and places close to the riverbank, including Susta area, are at high risk of inundation due to swollen Narayani River. The standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party called on all people's representatives, party cadres, youths and students to mobilize in rescue, relief and rehabilitation tasks during the time of natural disaster. Though the meeting did not hold discussions on its regular agenda, it drew government's attention to make relief and rescue tasks more effective, to make arrangement of free and reliable medical treatment to the injured and manage temporary housing for the homeless. Communist Party spokesperson Narayan Kaju Shrestha said the meeting urged the bodies concerned to resume the traffic by immediately carrying out a repair and maintenance of the damaged roads and bridges. Additional 609 corona-infected people in Nepal have returned home following health recovery. Addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said after 609 people got discharged from various isolation centres yesterday, the number of recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 12,477. As per the ministry, 69.34% corona-infected people have recovered from the infections and returned home. The ministry also said within last 24 hours, 150 corona-infection cases were detected while conducting 3,963 PCR tests across the country. The ministry also informed that there are 5,477 active cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal. As of now, the total number of corona cases in Nepal has reached 17,994. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बजारमा नयाँ के थाहैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 14 15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारि गरिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Nepal Police Human Trafficking Investigation Bureau has rescued 41 women which were victims of sales and trafficking. They were rescued from various cities of India and Nepal in the lockdown time. The women were brought back to safety with the coordination of national and international organizations. They were lured of a job and better future by the human traffickers. Spokesperson of the Bureau, Govinda Thapalia, informed that 7 women were brought back home from Delhi and 21 from Manipur of India and 13 from various parts of Nepal, including Nawalparasi, Kailali, Sunsari, Chitawan, Kaski, Makwanpur, Bardia, and Bake. The Bureau further said those involved in human sales and trafficking would be investigated and punished as per the law. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. US President Donald Trump has warned that the US pandemic will probably get worse before it gets better. As he revived his coronavirus briefings, Trump also asked all Americans to wear face coverings, saying they will have an effect, and so patriotism. He was not wearing a mask at the briefing but has previously downplayed such personal protective equipment. The president's aides have reportedly asked him to adopt a new tone as virus caseloads spike across the United States. Ethiopia's prime minister has said his country, Egypt, and Sudan has reached a major common understanding which paves the way for a breakthrough agreement on a significant dam project that has led to sharp regional tensions and fears of military confrontation. Egypt and Sudan view the dam as a serious threat to vital water supplies, while Ethiopia considers it essential for its electrification and development. The statement by Abiy Ahmed's office came as new satellite images show the water level in the reservoir behind the nearly completed $4.6 billion Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is at its highest in at least 4 years. European Union leaders have struck a deal on EU's post-coronavirus recovery package following a fourth night of talks. It involves €750 billion in grants and loans to counter the impact of the pandemic in the 27-member bloc. The talks show a split between nations hardest hit by the virus and so-called frugal members concerned about costs. It is the biggest joint borrowing ever agreed by the European Union. Summit Chairman Charles Michel said it was a pivotal moment for Europe. The deal centers on €390 billion program of grants to member states hardest hit by the pandemic. Italy and Spain are expected to be the main recipients. A further €360 billion in low-interest loans would be available to the member of the bloc. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the province 1, 2, Bagmati province and Gondaki province, and at 1 or 2 places of Karnali province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the lines once again. Lockdown enforced by the government to control the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic lifted from yesterday midnight. Nepal Communist Party calls on cadres and people's representatives to get involved in rescue and relief tasks. 609 additional corona-infected people returned home yesterday following health recovery. 42nd Memorial Day of founding leader of the Communist Party Pushpalal being commemorated today, and European Union leaders reached deal on €750 billion post-coronavirus recovery package. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.